We're back. Delighted now to welcome two friends from Laserfiche, Rob Webb, the government affairs manager, and Brian LaPointe, director of strategic solutions. Gentlemen, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you,
Art.
Some of our regular viewers may be familiar with Rob Webb. He's a former Long Beach City councilman, recently joined Laserfiche, and congratulations. And what do you do for Laserfiche now?
Well, Art, thank you. It's a pleasure to be at Laserfiche. I have the honor of doing government affairs and working with some of the key Long Beach area businesses. And Laserfiche has been a great corporate citizen in this town since they moved here in 2002, and it's an honor to be there.
Wonderful. And Brian, you've been with Laserfiche for 5 years, Director of Strategic Solutions. That's a pretty impressive title.
That's a big title.
What's that all about?
Well, my team is involved with doing the actual work, going in and consulting with the clients and improving their processes and helping them go paperless. So we do the work.
Well, I know one of the exciting jobs that Laserfiche is involved with now, Rob, is digitizing the morgue of the Press Telegram.
Absolutely. When the Press Telegram moved from their home on Pine Avenue that they were at for many years and to their new offices, they had something like 1.8 million images.
Oh, my God.
And we have a scanning bureau at Laserfiche, and we scanned all of those images and look forward to working with the Press Telegram to be able to provide those in a variety of ways.
I remember years ago I had to go down to do some research and going through that morgue, and there's all those musty files, and they pull it out. But I understand when Laserfiche is finished with the process, that all the employees of the Press Telegram on their computer will be able to grab whatever they need.
Well, not only will the employees be able to look that up, you'll be able to go into the Press Telegram offices and look that up, and we have the capabilities to make that available for them on the web.
So really?
Everything in their archives could be available via the web.
Remarkable, remarkable. We were talking before we went on air, Brian, about how record keeping is ethical, and would you expand on that a bit? I was fascinated by that thought.
Yeah, it was interesting. We hit on that topic, and it really helps to keep everyone honest. And if you think of things that happen, we've had different scandals, and usually what government does and introduces a new regulation like Sarbanes-Oxley, and all that is about transparency on your records.
Yes.
And so if you have transparency...
Just for the record, Sarbanes-Oxley is requiring accurate financial reporting by public companies, and the relevant officials have to sign off on the accuracy of the financial reports.
Exactly. So if they know what the records are and they're in good working order and they have good bookkeeping, that keeps everyone honest and helps, you know, to facilitate ethics.
So better record keeping leads to greater transparency,
yes,
which leads to more ethical behavior. That really makes a lot of sense. Well, I know that Laserfiche is a growing entity here in town, and you are looking to hire a few good men and women, I probably.
Absolutely. We have many job openings on our website, and we're hiring in all departments, whether it's accounting, technical, sales, and marketing. So the best and the brightest we're looking for.
That's wonderful. And, Rob, you are out in the community, of course, looking for additional potential clients, both in the private sector, such as the Press Telegram, but also I know Laserfiche does a lot of work with municipalities, police departments, and other entities.
Well, Laserfiche has over 23,000 installations worldwide. Of course, a lot in the local government. We do federal government clients. We're in all Department of Defense, all branches, the armed services. But we also have small businesses. We have clients here in Long Beach, as I said, from the Press Telegram to Long Beach City College, to Halbert Hargrove Russell down on Ocean Boulevard. And so Laserfiche has got solutions to help everybody from the small business that can be scalable to the U.S. Navy.
I love your ad, Brian, that one of them says, with those shells in a pea pod, it's not what you don't know that hurts you, it's what you can't find.
That's right.
And I'm exhibit A of that with my own little desk at home and workspace, but it really is a challenge.
No, that's what it's all about, is just improving the efficiency in your organization. It's good record keeping, but being able to find the information when I need it.
When you need it, yeah.
When I need it.
Now, finally, I know you offer quarterly educational workshops. Tell us about that.
Yes, we just completed one recently, and we had the Long Beach City College had done a case study, and then we provide education on how to go paperless and improve your operations. And we're planning on having one every quarter for the rest of the year.
And these are without cost to those that
no
are attending?
No cost. No cost. We advertise it, and we put the schedule out, and people can just register and attend.
Well, we'll be putting up the website at the end of the segment, and you can get more information on the website. Rob, we have a minute or so left. You're the new guy in town here. What would you like to say about Laserfish and its role in the community?
Well, it's as I said, it's an honor to be now with the company. Since Laserfish moved here in 2002, they've doubled in size. We have almost 200 employees here
Wow.
in Long Beach, and everybody thinks knows that we do a lot of stuff with government and local government, but we're serving health care and the medical industry and financial services, and any small business that has a problem with paper, we've got a solution to provide it.
And you have a great location there, right off the freeway on Long Beach Boulevard, and right across the street from Trainees, where I know I've seen you from time to time.
Absolutely, and Laserfish has done a lot of good for our community. Not only have they been great citizens and involved with in supporting the YMCA, but they have been great for the economic development of Bixby Knolls and Long Beach Boulevard.
Wonderful. Rob, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. Our next guest, you won't want to miss, one of our oldest guests, one of our favorite guests, straight from the Renaissance Fair in 16th century England, Sir Francis Drake.